Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45. State wildlife managers say work is underway to restore Gila trout to a creek here in southwestern New Mexico. The State Game and Fish Department will be using chemicals next week to remove non-native trout from Whitewater Creek as part of the fish restoration project. The portion of the creek to be treated stretches 2 miles upstream from the Gila National Forest boundary below the Catwalk National Recreation Trail parking area. Officials say the resulting concentrations of the chemical ingredients pose little, if any, hazards to public health. They also say the treated water will not leave the project area. A new report looks at how proposed changes to public charge rules could deter immigrant families from accessing public benefits like Medicaid and food stamps. The rules likely to be proposed by the Trump administration would vastly broaden the definition of who is deemed a public charge, someone who relies on government assistance. Elizabeth Troval reports.
The new rules would apply to nearly half of all lawfully present immigrants, some 1.3 million Texans. Mark Greenberg studied the effects for the Migration Policy Institute study. He says an immigrant found to be a public charge is more likely to be denied a green card or visa.
It potentially creates an enormous chilling effect, which could leave families with children fearful that receipt of publicly funded healthcare assistance is going to hurt their ability to get green cards or to get another family member admitted to the country.
Greenberg says in Texas, 45% of non-citizens receive one of the key benefits that could determine someone a public charge under the new rules. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval.
Recently, local activists protested the expansion of the border wall near Santa Teresa. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
One recent Saturday, we visited the Mexican border to protest Trump's wall and the government's mindlessly cruel treatment of folks seeking asylum. We need no such wall. Deer, mountain lions, and javelina need no such wall. The wall will waste money and water without really affecting drug trafficking. Drug cartels got ladders. Animals don't. This wall placates Donald Trump's ego. Along with DACA gamesmanship and separating families at the border, it symbolizes our arrogance and our indifference to others' suffering. The guitars and activism that day recalled the 1960s. Then, too, spirited people fought for truths denied by the Washington elite. But it's different. From above, a drone watches us. And there are many older folks. I rarely saw that in the 1960s. Don't trust anyone over 30, we said. Now, I've more than doubled 30. And now, our community doesn't view us as traitors for our anti-wall beliefs. 3 days before the primary, candidates Steve Fishman, Billy Garrett, Bill McCamley, and Garrett Vaniklausen are here. They didn't come for votes. They're moved and saddened by the mistreatment of others and by our leaders' contempt for nature. It's no big thing, driving to this lonely spot in the desert on a very hot afternoon. I've got no illusion that we'll have much effect, but we're here. People speak movingly and not too long. People play music, sing, and dance. City Councilor Gabe Vasquez speaks. Born in Juarez, highly articulate and hard-working, he's a living refutation of the kind of ethnic prejudice that energizes Trump and company. Songs and speeches convey the pain caused by separating families. Those separations would make sense if these were vicious mortal enemies, like Hitler's SS or ISIS, waging a total war against us. But they're families, trying to survive, seeking better worlds for their kids, or fleeing political violence and persecution. Sure, some face deportation, but why inflict on them additional misery the UN is now condemning? A judge called it brutal and inhumane. The quarters we house them in make me wonder if Joe Arpaio is in charge. The organizers give everyone a flower to leave on the wall. We walk west to where the new wall construction is in progress. Folks start singing, "This land is my land." I greet the Mexican police and wave, and they wave back. Mexican reporters interview people. We each leave a flower. Standing where this wall is being built, I imagine someday placing a small section of it beside the unprepossessing chunk of concrete, now serving as a doorstop, that was once part of the Berlin Wall. I hope that day comes soon.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.